Wow, big announcement, Coach. That of course we talked to you a while back with the end of the basketball season and deciding to resign there from Papio South. But had a feeling. I thought for sure you might maybe, and I think I brought it up to you before. You might maybe go join Jalen over at Fremont, possibly if they can make it happen. But nope, you're going back home a little bit to Nebraska Kearney as assistant coach. And I bet you're on cloud nine about this, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, this means a lot to us, Rich. This place has been a part of my life for a long time, and so to have that opportunity to come back now, it's pretty special. We didn't know it at the time when we were talking. It's not like this has been in the works for about the time the state tournament was rolling around. Coach Levinson had reached out to me and told me of this possibility, but any talk of it before then, I had no idea. So this is just a really excited and grateful because, if those that don't know, this was, a place where I was kind of born and raised into the basketball family with my dad being a coach there for so long.
If I may ask, you don't have to give an answer on this. What was Lisa, your wife's reaction when you brought it up to her for the first time that this might happen?
Yeah, she has always been just my number one fan and encourager and supporter. I honestly, Rich, it would take probably a lot to kind of get me to be really decisive with a decision like this, but she has got a little bit of gypsy in her. I mean, not that we're going home, obviously, so it's not like we're, traveling abroad or anything right now, but she was like, come on, Joel, this is an adventure for us, and we can, our concern, Rich, was a little bit we're moving a little further away from the grandkiddos, and so that's the hard part. But it's not like we're moving that far away. I mean, it's still a two and a half hour drive, and she's definitely a big encourager for me to kind of, I don't want to say this is a risk or anything, but just to lead a little more adventurous life. She's the extrovert. I'm probably a little more the introvert.
And I'm sure it's no big surprise to your boys when you told them about it. It's like they weren't probably shocked at all, were they?
Well, they were, Dad, you have got to do this. Because, I mean, they just know how, how much. Well, one, just, coaching is, I knew that when I even retired from here that I wasn't going to be done coaching. It was just a matter of, when and where again. And it's just something that I'm very passionate about doing, and I want to be a part of, and no better place than to go back to Kearney.
Besides being assistant coach, any other duties there at the college you're going to be doing?
it'll just be coaching, but this first year will be a big learning year for me, even though I've been around the game of basketball a long time and been around, coaching it. Obviously, at the NCAA Division II level, there's going to be a lot for me to learn. And that's what's exciting about it is I can be, 60 years old here and turning the corner and getting to learn something new and kind of stretch myself, try to grow myself. I know that was a big part of the challenge, even when in 03, when I left McCook, just the opportunity for growth, get out of your comfort zone and try something that's the same but different. It's something that I know is really good for me, and yet at the same time, I can be, pretty reluctant sometimes to try it. So I'm glad, though, that we're going forward with it. Right now, I'm just very excited and just looking forward to, as soon as we can get there and get going.
Have you looked for a house yet, or you're searching right now?
Oh no. This is, Rich, where it gets, when I start to really think of kind of the tapestry of God's design for this. My parents' home was planned to go on the market about April 1st. And when we got wind of this actually happening, the first thing, we thought of was purchasing my own parents' home. Now, it wasn't my childhood home or anything, but it's a home that's just a a block north of Foster Field. And so we're actually moving into my parents' home. They had just moved into a little bit, you know, friendlier elderly area, just, you know, where they didn't have to, you know, go upstairs, you know, all those things. But so, yeah, crazy as it is, we're moving into my parents' home, or we're purchasing their home.
Well, that's cool. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I know. It's full circle, Rich. It is the full circle. You know, that's kind of the home that they just moved into when Lisa and I got married. I remember, you know, just getting out of college, getting married, and going there to kind of help paint when they were moving in. So 37 years later, here we are coming in ourselves. So, yeah, full circle.
Well, I know the end of the season, gosh, you had a great run at the Class A state tournament, making back to a championship game. I know fell a little bit short, but still, listening to your comments, watching some of the videos, you are proud as can be of what your team did and what your coaching staff, and now the program is in the very capable hands of your longtime assistant. And despite not winning a championship, it still was a great ending, making it to the championship game, wasn't it?
Oh, Rich. Yeah, I mean, listen, at one point in our off season, I think we began 0-7, and then we went into our fall league here in Omaha 0-8. So, oh, I am so proud of these guys and just the growth that we made from November to March. Just so proud. I am equally as proud of their effort this year and what we were able to do, you know, down the stretch, especially in, you know, February and March, as the team that, you know, cut the nets down last year. So it was, man, I am just so grateful and so proud of these guys and my staff, because it was a tremendous way to retire, so to speak.
Happy for you, Coach. Nice job. That means we have more interviews, radio interviews in the future, talking UNK basketball, don't we?
Oh, I would love it. I would love it. And and just a little closer, you know, more opportunities for you know, us to get back to McCook or to see you in the Kearney area, because I know that you know, people out there, we still have just, you know, so many great friendships that are deeply rooted, whether they're McCook or Kearney people. So we're excited to be going home, Rich, no doubt.